Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Monday, July 18, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Insurgents in Iraq are using violence to keep the country unstable. Yet a cautious optimism has many Christians who fled the country returning. Open Doors' Carl Muller.
What they're seeing is a new renaissance of the church in Iraq, both in northern and southern Iraq. We have co-workers that are working in both parts of the country. Since the fall of Saddam Hussein, over 15 new evangelical congregations have started in Baghdad alone. And that's a great deal of encouragement to us.
Muller says Open Doors is offering resource and training conferences for pastors throughout the country. Meanwhile, Bible translation will increase significantly once a new training center is completed in Papua New Guinea. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says while there are many Bible translators there, there are still over 400 languages with no scripture at all. Nationals can do it, but they need the training and they can't afford a training center. Smith says that's where they come in.
Wycliffe Associates' particular contribution to this is going to be twofold. First, we'll be mobilizing volunteers here from the United States for building this facility as part of a team along with national workers as well. The other part of what we'll be doing naturally will be to develop some financial resources to help pay for the materials cost.
And a recent report reveals that students who graduate from public schools in the Philippines will likely never have the opportunity to learn computers. This is where sponsored mini libraries set up by the ION Network Child Assistance Program are meaningful. There, not only do children have access to the books they use in school, but they can also use a computer. Access to the right tools helps them attain full potential, nurtured by those who are sharing the love of Christ. Mission Network News. A service of Cornerstone University. If you have a question about stories on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit our website, missionnetworknews.org. Type in your email address and you'll get them every day. I'm Greg Yoder.